Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello. And again, I am Glovina Williams, and I'm so happy that you have joined us today. And you know, today's episode, if you noticed, it had a bit of a catchy title. Actually, it's a title, in the sense of a song that was recorded many years ago, I Can See Clearly Now. So I just kind of took the C, and I just took the letter, the alphabet C, and I can alphabet C clearly now, and C being for clarity. You know, I just want to remind you before we even get into the content today that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? And so today, just maybe we can just step out of faith. How about that? Where today we can begin to gain clarity to possibly rebuild or structure our life. And as I say in the opening remarks, you know, to feel safe and happy while you're doing it. Yeah, to feel safe, to feel happy, to feel like you're on point. So let's get into some content today about clarity. It is so important that we gain clarity. And you're already aware, you have a sense of what clarity is, but it is really, here's a definition of clarity. It's the quality of being coherent and intelligible. You know, so it is a quality also of transparency or purity. You know, you've heard that saying, make it crystal clear, you know, or I want to make this crystal clear. In other words, I want it to be transparent. I want you to be able to see clearly. I want you to be able to see through what I'm saying. I want to make, perhaps, can be some very clear, let's say, very clear directions or instructions. I want it to be accurate so I can see accurately, so I can see the brightness, the light, the illumination of what you may be talking about or what I may need to be focusing on. I can see clearly now. Clarity. I want to have that precision of thought, a simplicity. Yeah, make it simple so that I can clearly understand it. As a matter of fact, I want such clarity that I want to be able to articulate it back to you. I want to be able to comprehend it. Yeah, I can see clearly now. Now that I can comprehend it, I see better. And that goes to the core of our being, my beloveds. Yeah, I want some clear evidence as to where I'm going and why I'm going there and where do I start going? How do I get there? When will I know that I'm there? And you go back and listen to some of my previous podcast where I said, are we there yet? How will we know when we're there? Because once we gain clarity or exactness, once it gets really legible in our mind, and it's legible in our thoughts. It's legible as we articulate and talk about where we're going. Amazing things began to happen. Amazing things. You know, I took the time, and you may want to do this at some point. You know, I took the time, and through the help of a powerful person, a mentor. I know many of you have heard of Cindy Trim. She's absolutely a marvelous public motivational speaker. She is incredible. A CEO, heads of corporation. She's incredible. But you know, if I could, I'll say it like this: in order for me to have clarity concerning my personal values. And I talked to some women about this the other day, that my core values, what I believe, how I live, how I make decisions, how I set priorities, how I maintain clarity, how I maintain a transparency and authenticity in my life is that what? Is that, you know, sometimes we have to use our core values to really get to that point. And my core values are best understood with the acronym HONORABLE. Yeah, HONORABLE. In other words, I believe that, I said an acronym, HONORABLE. I believe that H, standing for honor, I believe that everyone is worthy of respect. I really believe that. And you often hear me refer back to my mother because this was something that my mother taught us growing up. This might sound a little odd, but my mother used to say to us, don't disrespect anyone. And if anyone disrespects you, she would share with us, don't disrespect them because that will bring you down to their level. So one of the letters of the acronym of HONORABLE, honor. I believe that everyone is worthy of respect. You can agree or disagree with me, but remember, these are my values. And then the O in HONORABLE, for me, it stands for order. It stands for order, and it also stands for the word. Sometimes we use this word in a pejorative kind of way, but here's a more positive spin on it. O for order, in terms of being an opportunist. Here's the positive spin on that: to take advantage of opportunities when they present them, and not only take advantage of the opportunities, but to be able to prioritize those opportunities to see if this is the direction that I should be going in now. So H for me stands for honor, O for order. When opportunities present themselves, is this the proper time for me to take advantage of that? And then also O stands for optimistic for me. I try to look on the bright side of life. I'm just giving you my core values, honor and order. And then N for no nonsense. Yeah, I'm kind of like a hardworking type of a person. I know we always say work smarter, not harder. I'm getting there, and I have a lot of very positive, beautiful people in my life, some powerful people that are helping me to get there. But for me, no nonsense comes through hard work and service to humanity. And the O stands for, again, opportunity. But the opportunity being based on hard work. In other words, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. We're talking about clarity. I can see clearly now. So even as you begin to look at your core values, what is it that you believe in? What is your authenticity? Have you taken the time to sit and really reflect on what are your personal core values? So we've looked at HONO, and then R is for respect. I believe that I can respect a person regardless of their race, their creed, their religion, because I base respect upon what? Humanity. Yeah. And then the A, accountability. Accountability, first of all, to Almighty God. These are my core values. And part of that accountability is for me to fulfill my destiny of assisting you fulfill your destiny. A little play on words there. Accountability. This is my value. I value accountability. And first of all, I'm accountable to God to fulfill my destiny. But part of my destiny is assisting you in fulfilling your destiny. In other words, assisting you in organizations and faith-based organizations to get to the next dimension, the next realm in where God is going to be most effective in utilizing their gifts and talents. So accountability. And then mm-hmm. B, in the word of honorable, beauty. Yeah, beauty. I find beauty in diversity and diversity of thought. Also, diversity of gender, religion, and diversity of generations. You know, we have so many generations right now. We have the baby. No. Let's go back one generation above that. We have the silent generation, the baby boomers, the Xers, the millennials, the Zs, and up-and-coming alphas. So the beauty of generations, yeah, the diversity of generations. And then the L is leadership. I do my best to base my leadership on morality and ethics. And then finally, in the word honorable, which I use, my values are best understood with the acronym honorable. I use the last letter, excellence. I really value a spirit of excellence. What do you mean by that, Glovina? The spirit of excellence really is not just, as we say, throwing something together, but to really take time and give it your best. And I say sometimes my best is not good enough. So what do I do when my best is not good? Hey, I just lean upon a colleague, a friend, a relative, a professional, and I say, how can you help me to do this better? Would you take a look at this and see how this can be made better? Excellent. Those are just some of my core values. So what? By identifying my core values in the acronym of honorable, I can see clearly now. I have clarity. Because as I make decisions and as I set goals, they should line up with my core values. Yeah. And that leads us into just that, setting goals. It is so important that we set goals. I cannot talk about this enough. And if you notice, quite a few of my podcasts, it's always leading you to do what? To take action, to move forward. You know, to contemplate what is it I want to do today, this week, this month, this year. Yeah, what do I want to do and how am I going to accomplish it? No one really knows that better than you, because it's really setting goals, it's putting things in place, taking action, what will make your dreams come true. I love that. I hope you do. What makes our dreams come true? We all dream, and it's easy for us to dream. It's not hard because that's something that we naturally do, right? But the key is this, pursuing the most important goals so that we're just not all over the place doing this, that, and not getting anything accomplished. I'm not eliminating multitasking, but our theme today, our title in this podcast, in this episode, I can see clearly now, and we're talking about clarity, getting or establishing a starting point. And if you have clarity, if you can articulate where it is that you want to go and where you're going to start and when you're going to start and how you're going to start, you can begin to set goals that motivate you. Yes. This is really important. That you will begin to set goals that motivate you and that empower you. Because if I have a goal that motivates me, that puts fire under me, that puts fuel in my tank, guess what? I'm going to move faster to accomplish that goal. I don't mean faster in terms of I'm going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry, but I'm going to lean toward that goal. So let's begin to establish a starting point. But let's set goals that motivate us and empower us. Goals that, that we're excited about working on. In other words, what drives you? What drives me? Yeah. I can see clearly now. We're talking about clarity. And what do I really want? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I would write that down someplace, and you know, as they say, I put that on a post-it somewhere in my house, where on the mirror someplace, I put it in the chat, as they say. I post it. Listen, what do I really want? Have you ever asked yourself that? I mean, have you? Not just do I want strawberry or vanilla. No, what do I really want? What do I want out of life? What is my destiny, my goals? And how do I establish this where they're specific, feasible, and doable? Did you notice that? I know, I paused here for a moment. I know there shouldn't be any, quote, dead air, but what do I really want? And when I'm able to define what I want, when I have clarity about what I want, I am able to begin to establish goals that get me there. Yeah, don't forget, part of Glovina's podcast is to motivate you, inspire you, hey, get you going for the week. Be specific with your goals and let your goals be feasible. Yes, I can do this. Let it be doable. Yes, I'm able to work on this. And think about your outcome. What is it that you really want? What will I get out of this goal that is part of my destiny? Connect the dots. Because this, my beloveds, is what will give you focus. This is what will give you the clarity to stay focused. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we want focus. Your goals, here comes a key, a powerful key. Your goals will always flow from your vision. Your goals will always flow from your vision. And what is your vision? Yeah. You know, it's easy to dream. I'm going to go back there for a moment. It is easy to dream. Why? Because it's natural. But it is not easy to record those dreams, to record your dreams. I often say, it's only a wish until you write it down. It's only a wish until you get to that point where you're ready to record it. Honestly, you know, this just today, I actually sat down and wrote down some health and wellness. I wrote them down. I didn't just think about it. I didn't just dream about it. I wrote them down. Yeah, I write them down. I wrote them down, and then I typed it out, and then guess what? I printed it out because I wanted to put it someplace where I can see it on a daily basis. So it's easy to dream because it's natural. Sometimes it's not so easy to record because that's going to take action and time. So let's begin to think beyond where we are right now. Think beyond where you are right now. And you know, one of my favorite things, one of my favorite sayings is this: no matter where you are, God still has something better for you. And that's not being greedy. That's not coming to a state where, oh, you're never satisfied, is saying this, that God is unlimited and that God is a resource that does not run dry. God is unlimited. And so think beyond where you are now. You have the ability to dream because your thoughts will determine where you will be and where you will go. So again, I ask the question, what do you really want in this life? See, I added something to it. Before I said, what is it? What do you really want? And then I added, what do you really want in this life? Yeah. So getting that clarity, this takes time. This takes thought. This takes perhaps shifting some of your goals and determining what is important and what is not. This also takes the ability to say yes and no. Sometimes it's easy to say yes, especially when I find myself on I call it a bunny trail on the internet or something like that, or even on Facebook to be included or whatever I'm doing. But is this what I should be doing right now? We're talking about I can see clearly now. Clarity. What am I clear? Can I articulate what I need to be doing right now? What do I really want in this life? And having the ability and taking the time to write out your transformational goals. Now you see, now you're talking about goals. We're talking about transformational goals. Oh boy. Listen to me, my beloved. This is important. Are we taking the right steps to accomplish our goals? Because the goals will be transforming in your life. Oh, I know. We're getting so much today because what? We're realizing the importance of clarity. I can see clearly now. The clarity. You know, I don't know. I do know, but often, most of us, we set resolutions at the beginning of the year. Resolutions. However, let's transform resolutions to goals. Mm-hmm. Because let me say something here. Goals are clear. They have clarity. You can gain clarity. Goals need strategies. In other words, how am I going to accomplish this? I need directions and instructions where they're coming from my experiential knowledge as to how I accomplished goals in the past. It's coming from learned knowledge. It's coming from accumulated knowledge. It's coming from listening to podcasts, and it's coming from reading the Word of God, meditating, listening to God, going into prayer. Listen, goals are not the same as resolutions because goals are clear. Goals have clarity. Goals contain strategy. And goals have a timeline. We call them SMART goals. Those of you a little bit into management, you know, we call them SMART goals. And they also have, listen, I'll say it like this. Goals also have a positive ambition attached to it. A goal, whereas a resolution, sometimes we base our New Year's resolutions on negative behavior. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. However, a goal has a positive ambition attached to it. Yeah. When you start dealing in the realm of getting clarity through your goals, you are looking for the potential that is within you. Maybe it's a stretch goal. Yeah. You're looking now for potential that is within you, that hidden authentic you. Mm-hmm. You're looking at what is the possibility. Because sometimes with resolution, we're looking for the flaws. What's wrong? But goals, you're looking for the right way to accomplish your vision, your destiny. your life. As I mentioned, today I really sat down and I really, really worked on my health and wellness goals. Yeah. Wow, I can see clearly. Yeah, I can see clearly now. And as I mentioned, that was an old song. And I do want to give a shout out to, again, Dr. Cindy Trim and Dr. Ball. Oh, my God, two awesome women who are, they're changing the world. Because as we get clarity, you're able to write that vision. Can I share my vision with you? Here's my vision. To bring a new level of service to humanity that honors the significance of all. In other words, every human being has significance in my life. And I want to be able to portray that in grace and greatness. And I want to bring and help to bring, by the help of God, I want to help bring the greatness out of others, out of organizations and churches and various faith-based organizations. And I want to be part of this next generation of great leaders to help to train them, to be a catalyst for them by the help of God. Oh, I want you to know I love you so much, and I appreciate that you've taken time today. I just want to say hello to my beautiful mother. I want to shout out to you today, Mom, my beautiful aunts. I love you so much. I appreciate you. You've been such a blessing in my life. I want to shout out to LaTorsha. I want to thank you for your kindness and your care. I want to say hi to Dr. Courtney today. God bless you. I want to say hi to Evangelist Dominique. And I want to shout out to Prophetess Judy. I want to thank all of you. I want to say hi to Stephanie and Antonio and Chloe. God bless you. I love you so much. I want to say hi to Velma and Terry. I always call them the world travelers. I want to say hi to Cynthia on the beautiful island of Sardinia. I want to say hi to all of my listeners today. Hi. Hello, Margareta. I want to say hi to you and your beautiful family. I want to shout out to Sean and Marlon and Carolyn and Cheryl. I want to say hi. Hey, hi, Steven and Nico and Allie. Hello. And Jordan and Kayla and Lauren, Tandana. I want to say hi to Helen today. I want to say hi to Myrna in London. Hi, Bishop Jones. I want to say hello to you. I want to say hi to the Morelands. Thank you so much for your ministry help and just being there. I want to also shout out and say hi to, hi, Reverend Dunn, how are you? And Pastor Jane, Amazing Love Fellowship. Oh, my God, what a wonderful work. I want to say hi to Pastor Tawana, how are you today? Mama Joy, hello. Louise in Atlanta, hello, hello. Hi, I want to say hi to Ernestine in Illinois and Mary Kimball in Mississippi. Hi, I want to say that I love you all and I appreciate you. And I always say hi. I want to say hi to Apostle Donna today. Hello, Marie, how are you? And Carla. I'm shouting out to Oklahoma. I'm shouting out to Denise in Texas. I want to say hi to Terry. Thank you. I love you. I thank you for just being so powerful. I want to thank you. I want to say hi to all of my listeners today. If I didn't call your name, it's definitely not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. Hi, Janae. You're going to do well on that test. Don't worry about a thing. Don't forget this podcast. It's to educate, inform, inspire, and prompt you to action. And we try to do it through this. I can see clearly now. I have clarity. Yes, I have clarity. And don't be afraid to step out on faith. Don't be afraid to step out on faith. You can do it. You can do it. Why? Because you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father, and you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. You have the faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. And as you give, guess what? You receive more back. Marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. I really love you, and I say to you, peace, prosperity, and the divine protection of the Holy Spirit. Please, seek clarity, seek it, and ask God to help you to identify where you need to be, who to be with and what you need to be doing now.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.